Blog Talk Radio.
Radio for making this show possible, and all my loyal listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us today, and also happy 4th of July to you guys. I hope you really have a great one and make it very special, and also be safe. Listen, guys, today my special guest is a creative, multi-talented entrepreneur and businessman devoted to helping create the magic of love in the lives of others. You know what? He is dear to me already. He's very funny, charismatic, quite amusing, I might add. It's no wonder, guys, he enjoyed bringing smiles to others by helping them to discover that is a true match that can last a lifetime. I am so excited today. I want to introduce my next guest. That is AJ Sood. AJ, good morning, and thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning to everybody, and a happy 4th of July. My name is AJ Sood, and I have this company called Love Guru. Welcome to the Love Guru.
All right, AJ, well, thank you so much. As you know, our broadcast is only 30 minutes long. However, we want everyone to know that this is going to be a two-part series because not only does AJ enjoy making that love connection and putting smiles on people's face, he also has some other good, profound businesses, I think, that could be very beneficial to you guys that we will eventually discuss next week, same time, July 11th, and we're going to get into some of the other things that AJ offer under his umbrella business. But right now, AJ, let's jump right on in. I've lived, you know, and experienced enough in life, and I'm sure you have too, to realize that, you know, there's no guarantee in love, AJ. So, you know, you're the love girl. Tell us, how do we discover and maintain a healthy love life? You know, or is there a such thing as long-lasting love? You tell us.
Yes, there is a lasting love as long as you can enhance your love life. What happens is once we get close to a partner in marriage or otherwise, we don't spend time together. We need to feel the body, the mind, the soul, and the senses. When you can feel the senses of the other person, you will get connected more in a different manner. That will be called spiritual connection. In today's fast-paced world, people don't even have the time to really spend time with their partners. And the reason for that is economic reasons. The woman works in the morning and the man works in the night, so they never get together.
Okay. You know, you definitely nailed it. That is definitely among other things, as we know, and we can go on and on and on. So what you're saying is that, I guess you just kind of answered my next question. I was going to say, is this why so many women and men are single today? And don't get me wrong, I you know, I'm not an online dater. I'm kind of skeptical in a sense. I kind of like to know. However, There's pros and cons to everything, and I've heard the advantages of online dating and the disadvantages of online dating. So tell me, you have this what we call an international matchmaking service, and pretty much, you know, it's something that you call the ancient art of dating. And so tell us what makes the Love Girls matchmaking service different from the others.
Okay, how is it different is most of the people nowadays are getting connected on the internet. So mm-hmm. you don't know the person personally. You just see their picture, which is your first liking or your attraction. And then they tell you, they brag about their stuff. Obviously, you start liking that. And that's why the problem occurs later on, because they don't know the human being as a person. But with me, when you come to the Love Guru, I make a right man report before I can even find you love. That means I will show you a mirror for what you are. This right man report is for women clients, and I do the vice versa for women. And, you know, on the other side, I do it for the men and women, both sides. So it's a right man report and a right woman report and the other way. What happens is this report is very detailed. It takes me about 4 to 5 days to create it. But it gives you your personality. Today's world, we want to get connected with the personality, you know, not the status, because statuses are not working. Look at some of the celebrities. They are breaking up.
Right.
The golfer broke up, you know, a few years ago. So it's not the status. The money is not keeping love anymore. There are many other factors.
Okay. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. It used to be a time where relationships were built on commitment, whether it was finances or not. And I think that is probably one of the variables that causes the breakdown in the marriage, because there's no commitment. You pretty much said is that we're looking at the physical, we're looking at and for various reasons, you know, we go we're looking for something. Maybe, or could we? Let me ask you this question. You're the Love Girl here. Could it be that we're actually looking for something that pretty much don't exist, that special person or that special type of person, if you will?
Yeah, like I remember in my culture in India, a girl will be told, oh, you're, you know, like a Banke Bihari means like a very, you know, high profile person will come on a horse riding like a white horse. So they were given so much of, you know, some dreams, you know, which is not true in this today's world. So the problem is a lot of men and women are looking for so many things in one person. And I think, you know, that has never happened on this universe, you know, but we just have this notions from our talking to different, you know, family members and friends and uncles and aunties. Oh, this should be making this much of money. He should look like this. No, you cannot get all the factors in one person. That's not possible. Neither with the girls, neither with the guys. And that's where the problem starts, because you're expecting too much out of what you can really get.
And would you say that we pretty much we should complement one another? I think what I've found, of course, I was married at least 21 years of my life, so I've experienced that sort of relationship, and my, of course, I can't say mine was good or bad or indifferent. I mean, it was tolerable, and I mean, it wasn't like it was a real detriment to me, but what I found is that I knew 2 years after being married that my ex-husband was not for me. However, because of my strong faith in God, I believe that we should give people a chance. If we married them, at least give them a chance, because you're right, we don't take the time to get to know one another. But once we do, and we say, for instance, we move in together or we get married, we begin to find out all these things that we didn't see or maybe ignored, and then isn't it true that most of the time we feel that, oh, well, I'm the best woman he ever had, or you know, I'm the best man she ever had, and so she's going to change for me. So we kind of expect that, in a sense. So do you think that's something, it still goes back to commitment? Because when you love someone, you are committed to that person, and we love them unconditionally. And you're right. I think with the society and the way the roles and the cultures have changed, I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on where it's something, there's a breakdown or a gap there in communication where we can't seem to stay connected.
Let me answer this in a nicer way.
Mm-hmm.
Love and lust stay together. If one is gone, other would not sustain by itself.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what situation you are, what country you are in, what race, creed, color you are, if
mm-hmm.
elements are not there or one of them is missing, the lust and the love. Love
okay.
will come with respect and other things, and then the physical intimacy. Just like what you're seeing nowadays, a lot of women and men are traveling for computer jobs. So the man is married, but you know he's living in China and the girl is living in Japan or the U.S. So
mm-hmm.
it's not going to sustain. Love and lust stay together, and to be equally given the chance of using both the sides. If you cannot
right.
keep, it's not going to be commitment also. So commitment will also come from lust. That's why, you know, you have seen after 25 years or 30 years, people break up. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the lust is gone. Love is still there.
Absolutely.
Oh, I still love him. No, I'm divorced, but I still love him, or I like him as a friend. So the
mm-hmm.
love stays.
Wow. Wow, but that physical connection is so important, though.
Very important. Yes, it is very important, yes. For both the parties.
Look at here. Excuse me, AJ, we got a caller here. Let's go to the line real quick and see what our caller has to say. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Real Talk 101 with you. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good. Who am I speaking with this morning?
Levi from Kansas.
Hey, Levi. Good morning. I thought that was you. What's up? Thanks for calling in.
Nothing.
Well, good. Are you enjoying the show?
Always.
Well, good. We got Mr. the Love Girl on the show, and we're talking about love today. And are you single?
Yeah.
Ready
okay.
to
Did you?
Yeah. Ready to mingle? Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have a question for the Love Girl?
What's the best way to meet people nowadays?
You come to the Love Guru.
Okay.
And
Let me put something more into this. When you come to Love Guru, why am I different from the others? Because I said I make a right man and a right woman report for you. So it gives you a mirror to yourself. It tells you who you are and what you want. And then when I bring people together, I do this according to the universe. I use the farmer's almanac, and I use the new moon and the full moon. So any connection you will have between the new moon and the full moon will always go good. If you are doing it after when the moon is waning, you will not have a healthy relationship. So anytime you want to meet somebody, always do it between new moon and full moon. And that's the science I use for 4,000-year-old science, actually, we use to bring people together.
And
good
I think another thing that stands out, Love Girl, is that what sets yours apart, what I like, you kind of go back old school. You actually, they see, you match them up face-to-face, right? This
yes,
is not online
exactly.
dating. Let's make that clear.
Correct. Now, let me tell you something more here. I remember we as baby boomers, you know, you and me, Dee, as baby boomers, when you used to drive a car, right, we always
mm-hmm.
used to see on the right or the left. So there was a chance of a connection at the stoplight.
Okay.
Today, what is happening is, today eye contact is gone, because eye is a window, you know, they say, to your soul or getting inside you, right? So what is happening is there's no eye connection. Why? Because people are doing tick, 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 tick. So her neck is down and she's busy texting to a boyfriend in China or a girl in Japan. So what happens is you cannot see eye to eye. So there's no connection. That fire, that kindling of the fire is not happening. You have to kindle the fire in between the man and the woman.
So what you're saying is that Levi's looking for love, and so what you're saying is that once Levi come to get your information, sign up, put a profile in, you would literally match, make him, you would pretty much try to compile information and find someone that meet his compatibility format.
Yeah. No, yeah. What happens is I am almost 90% success rate we have. Why? Because we'll connect to his zodiac sign, and if he's a Libra or a Gemini, I believe now he looks like a Gemini to me, or he could be a Taurus.
Well, what's your sign, Levi?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, he's a Virgo. He's a lover.
Yeah.
I know about those Virgos.
Yes, and September bonds are a little laid back. You know, they just have a hard time finding some dates sometimes because they're a little shy.
Picky.
Or they.
Picky.
You know, they could, yeah, could be.
Are you picky, Levi?
A little bit.
Yeah, but you got reasons to be, though, right? But again, it's all about finding that compatibility, that match, right?
Right.
Because. Let's just face it. You know, a lot of people, we don't think it's important, but I think for potential couples, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Love Girl, you know, you got to share some sort of interests, goals, and you know, beliefs and different things like that. I mean, who wants, you know, you got this introvert and you got this extrovert. They say opposites attract. However, I mean, I don't know. It's still a mystery to me.
No, basically,
right.
Virgo, he will be, his best match will be a Virgo, because Virgos get along with Virgos. You know, certain signs, for example, Virgos will go along with the Virgos, like a Capricorn will be the best match will be a Capricorn. You know, Capricorns will not do great with other signs. So being a Libra with Libra will be a difficult match. So what I'm saying is, certain signs you can meet according to your zodiac. So that's the signs I've acquired in the last 15 or 16 years, interviewing hundreds and hundreds of people, actually, of all age groups.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
That has given him signs. So when I will tell him, because I'm sure he wears a lot of blue and he wears gray, and I see his hands have a lot of skills. You know, he does a lot of things with his hands. You know, like it could be a carpentry, you know, hardware or handyman or something with computers. Mm-hmm. His technical brain is good.
Wow, interesting. Well, what do you think, Levi? Something you think you may want to get involved with? We will definitely have the Love Girl back on the show next week, because he's has some other interests that he's will be sharing with us. But if you're looking for love, this guy has a reputation of really putting together some couples, and I've been on his website. You can generally go on there, and he'll give us that information almost toward the end of the show and of course, next week as well. And seems like a pretty good deal. Look like they have a lot of fun. And so I think if you're serious about this thing, I would definitely say go for it. Life is too short. And studies show that people who are in love, happily in love, that is, live longer and fulfilling lives. And I certainly believe that. So did you have anything you want to add, Levi?
No, it sounds good. I'm definitely interested.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm proud of you. I am so, and I'm glad that you called in today. And you know what, Levi? We're going to get your information. And, of course, I think I already have your information, sir. So you definitely qualify for a free gift, and we will certainly get that out to you. Okay? And I certainly thank you for calling in. Continue to listen in. Tell all your friends. And you know what? You're going to end up getting matched up. You know what? And life is going to be good for you. So you doing the right thing by taking the right step and being proactive about your love life. Because let's face it, we all deserve love. We all need love. That's who we are as people. So, hey, you keep up the good work, young man, and continue to listen in. And we will certainly get you that information. Love Girl is going to share a few more nuggets and information with us. He's going to give you his website. And, of course, keep in mind he'll be on next week, too, to hear about some of his other businesses that he has in addition to matchmaking. So I'm pretty excited. I'm glad to have him on the show. Levi, thank you so much for calling in, and continue to listen. And make sure you got your pen and paper so you can write this information down.
Thank you, Levi.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Appreciate it.
All right.
That.
Thanks, Levi. Happy 4th. Bye-bye.
Happy 4th.
All right, Mr. Love Girl, that was Levi on the line, and we just thank him for calling in, and there you go. I mean, he's definitely looking for something good, and I think this is going to really work out for him. So tell us, when do you generally, do you guys, like, do you have several people in a circle, you know, and everybody just kind of sharing and socializing, getting to know each other?
Yes, what we do is, you know, we also do speed dating events, and we also do regular events. So anyone can
speed
call us.
Speed dating events. Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah, so you come across a lot of people, and we will ask you to wear certain dresses when you come to my events. And also we will ask you where to sit and how to face which way, because each, as I said, you know, I've used the universe to your best benefit. So what I will make you sit is up to you if you want to face east when you're sitting on the chairs, or you are sitting west in the chair, so the universe is with you. And we will also tell you color, which colors you should be wearing for which event. So each month the changes, and we will tell you these are the colors you need to wear, and this is how you're going to sit. What happens is the universe starts recognizing you and starts connecting for your love life.
Absolutely. Well, guys, if you're tired of spending time alone every weekend with no one to share with, or just how about just tired of the single life in general, or just discouraging the surprises that often come along with online dating, okay? Like you said, sometimes people just don't put the truth, set their true selves out there, and that can be a bit scary. And so I certainly would encourage anyone who just wants to try an alternative way to dating, why not? I mean, it's safe, it's fun, it's still social networking. So, you know what, without the unwanted surprises, because I don't know, but I can't speak for no one else, but I know for me, everyone's been trying to encourage me to do that online, and I don't have nothing against it, because I know I've heard some wonderful stories about online dating, as well as some horrible story. So really there's no guarantee in love, and we know that. But I think that if we, you know, we get to know people and just kind of get around and see what we're getting ourselves into, we can see the whole physical, we can see the whole mental, we can generally judge someone within 5 or 10 minutes of just dialoguing with them. So, hey, we just encourage you to give Mr. AJ, the Love Girl, a call. And right now we're working with about 7 minutes. You know, time flies when you're having fun. But Mr. Love Girl, go ahead and let our audience know how to get a hold of you, and give them your web address and whatever information, contact information they need to sign up and get involved with this wonderful matchmaking service.
Sure. In a short sentence, I will say, you know, people know most of the time for the sun sign, but moon sign also affects the personality of a person. Guess what? Just like Mel Gibson said, a movie called What Women Want, AJ knows the things of making women happy in the world. I've got clients all over the world, and I do a lot of counseling, one-on-one counseling over the phone, over texting, even calling. They can pay me a certain fee, you know, on a monthly basis. And, you know, we can answer all their love questions on a regular basis. So they can sign up with me and just pay a small fee and every month they can have as many questions as they want about love life. Secondly,
the website
which I have is www.loveguru. It's guru. Guru is a teacher. G-U-R-U. loveguru.us. So I have my own domain name, which is loveguru.us. You go to the website, and my phone numbers to reach me is 913-963-1787. 913-963-1787. And I have another number, which is 913-548-5043. So these are my two numbers. You can reach me. And my email is very simple to remember. It's the initial AJ, just A for Apple, J for Johnny, and then the word Apple. Apple is APPEL, because Adam had the right apple, and you know, we are all children of them. And my apple is wrong. It's EL. I don't have any children yet. So AJApple123@yahoo.com. Very simple to remember. My initials and the wrong apple.
All right, all right. And so I hope you guys got that. We are talking with the love girl this morning, and we certainly can appreciate him taking the time to share with us. I mean, what I like about you, AJ, you are funny. This was definitely God's niche for you, too. I mean, because I watch how you make people smile and how funny you are, you know. And so I'm just so happy to have you on the show. And you know what, just by devoting yourself to helping people smile and bringing smiles to their face just because of the magic of love. You know, love sustains us, people. This is what we need. We are, like he's mentioned about Adam, the apple. You know, I did an episode about life, the forgotten fruit, and this pretty much kind of touches on something like that, that we are all human, I mean animals, if you will, human animals. We are from the earth. We have other dirt. So, we, you know, God put us all in this to mingle, to try to get along with each other. Of course, in a perfect world, we know that don't happen. But those of us that purpose, that are whole in our hearts, we know what this is all about. So I'm just glad that you exist and that you have this wonderful service that you're offering to people. And so I'm definitely here to support you, let everyone know that you do exist, and let them try something different, of course, if they've not been successful in their love life. And it doesn't matter. If you've just had a breakup, you don't necessarily have to just, you know, immediately start dating. Just find some good, wholesome friends that will be of substance to you. So that's what we are here for, is to help provide you guys with good information. And so, AJ, our caller, Levi, we certainly thank you for calling in, and the Love Girl is going to be on the show again next week, and of course we're going to talk about, what is it, the Hannah, you said? Hannah?
Yeah, I do Hannah tattoos. I teach at Yom Kesi. That's another way of enhancing your love life. I do three things for people. One is I enhance your love life, and then I also tell you about the health things. So I work on three things: love life, health, and your wellness. So I work on wealth.
All right. Well, good deal. We're going to go ahead and wrap this program up this morning. Mr. Love Girl, thank you so much. Again, we're going to finish up next week on the next series. We're going to be talking a little bit more about love. He's going to go into some more detail about the signs guy and how this whole ancient art of love works. So definitely encourage you to tell your friends, tell all your friends, and just tune in, and you never know. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, guys. So thank you so much for calling in. Look like I got James H. Moore on the line. And, James, we're getting ready to wrap up. Let me see if I can bring you on right quick. How you doing?
Hi there. I just tuned in, so.
Hi, sweetie. We're getting ready to end the show here in a little bit, but tell me that we got like maybe 60 seconds. Thank you so much for calling. But tune in next week, 8:30. Tell Mr. Love Girl hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Go ahead. What's your question? Quickly.
Oh, I just tuned in, and I really don't know. I've been on my own for a long time. So how
okay.
do you mean?
Well, just listen, guys. We're running out of time. The show's getting ready to end. Sweetheart, hit us up next week, 8:30. Call this number, okay? Love Girl's going to be on the show with us, and you don't want to miss it.
Same time.
Our show's getting ready to wrap up. So thanks, you guys, for being with me. This is D-Love, your host. I love you guys. Have a happy 4th, and we're going to end the show. Thanks, guys. Ma'am, thanks for calling in. You got to catch us next week, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, the viewers and listeners. You know, thank you from the
you
love.
You
got to
tune in if you're looking for love, girl. He'll be back next week. Thanks a lot for calling. Peace out, guys. Yeah. Talk to you later, AJ.
Happy 4th of July once again. Thank you for listening.
All right, guys. You know what? You guys have been wonderful. Thank you, ma'am. And make sure you call in because I definitely want to talk to you, but you just kind of missed the show. So it is what it is.
My way.
You're going to find love.